In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. All right, it's time to pick our blog of the week as we round off this first hour of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, March the 5th. Jeff picks one, I pick one. You can have your blog picked, if you blog, by having the Issues Etc. widget there. You get the widget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Scroll down at the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. Put it at your blog there in the sidebar. It's very easy to do. And when you've put it there, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know it's there. We'll start reading your blog and considering it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. And Jeff always goes first.
My pick for Blog of the Week is Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown. It's a blog post titled, An Illustration. Imagine you are a soldier lying wounded on the verge of death in an enemy prison. And then, as you're about to breathe your last, a commando breaks in, slaying the enemy guards. You flatline, and he breaks out the paddles and revives you. He quickly moves to your side, stabilizes you, tends to you until you can move, gets you up, and moves you out of the installation and back to the base. Your commanding officer sees you and exclaims, "Soldier, you were left for dead. How did you get here?" You respond, "Because I decided to come with this commando." This is the approach of decision theology. My pick for Blog of the Week, Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown.
Well, that's a great illustration. Mine actually comes, well, I like fish tacos. I miss fish tacos. I haven't been able to find a decent one. And since I found the one of my dreams, I think it was in Escondido, California, if I'm not mistaken, at Rubio's in Escondido, California. And it sounds disgusting, but it is delicious. And many agree with me. Well, Edie, who has a tremendous blog called Life in Grace and is a very faithful listener to Issues Etc., has been kind enough to provide for us her recipe, which I'm sure is excellent after I taste it, for fish tacos. The recipe is at her blog, and we'll link there at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. But she says just this: "This post is dedicated to the ever-talented and wise Todd Wilkin." Thank you very much, Edie, who is a self-confessed lover of cats and fish tacos. We owe a debt of gratitude to Todd, Jeff, and Craig for their tireless commitment to equipping the priesthood of all believers. You can subscribe to their podcast on iTunes or directly at our website. She gives it, thank you, Edie. They faithfully proclaim the gospel through every day through a variety of current issues and theological topics and have a highly qualified panel of guests. Yes, we do, Edie, thank you. Todd posted a very funny Facebook stream about fish tacos, and it inspired me to write a little tutorial. So here you go, fish tacos for the thinking Christian. Edie, thank you very much. You'll find both of our picks at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We're going to spend the first part of the second hour with Terry Mattingly talking about young Catholics, how their beliefs match up with their church and diverge from their church. They are moral relativists, but not quite. We'll also talk about the religious beliefs and practices of mothers, the Roman Catholic Church, and cyberspace, and a controversy surrounding this year's National Prayer Breakfast and the organization that sponsors it. That's with Terry Mattingly in the second hour. Then we'll play Soundbite of the Week. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.